Hey everybody, this is Cassidy. We're at the BFA in Guthrie, Oklahoma at the Lazy E. We have got the current superstar, Trisha Aldridge, here with us, having a record-setting year.
Oh, yes.
On her record-setting stud. And he needs no introduction. Adios Pantalones. Hi, Trisha.
He's a unicorn.
He's a unicorn.
He is.
For Halloween, did you get him a unicorn thing?
No, I always joke that his horn fell off, but no one will ever convince me that unicorns aren't real.
How can a horse that good be that pretty?
Oh, I know. Everybody, it's funny in the other interviews that we've done because, like, they'll do the replay, and then when they do the replay, the person doing it is like, oh, my gosh, and he's, like, beautiful.
And he's like a kid horse.
Oh, gosh,
out there when you're warming him up.
I mean, he is so good.
But I've been stalled beside you several times. He's unbelievably good-minded. He's just a unicorn in every aspect.
Yeah.
So, first, congratulations on what a year. So, are you just looking back thinking, is this still happening?
I've really tried to make it a point to, like, take in the moment and enjoy what's happening because I know that I'll have more good horses and more winning horses, but I know that, like, this one is
a once in a lifetime.
One. Yeah. Like, I know I'll never have that. So I try to, like, really take it all in and appreciate it and, like, be so proud of him because, I mean, he just gets it handled every time.
But he's so happy and, like, I feel like he knows, like, he really knows how much you love him. I've been stalled beside you several times.
He's so jealous out there right now.
Because you have other horses?
Because I have the other stud.
Oh, the gray stud.
And he is so jealous. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yes.
I've been having to, like, extra Pop-Tarts, extra bribery. Like, you have to pet him first. And if anybody comes to the stall, I'm like, don't go to the other stallion. Like, you have to pet Adios first.
You can't take away his number one spot in November.
Yeah.
He's had it a full year. So the gray stud, I said, we see each other weekly, usually at 4 a.m. Decatur. And he's an epic out of Famous Silk Panties.
Famous Silk Panties.
Okay. And Gary Hess.
And Heath Boucher and I are partnered
on
it.
I knew you guys had a partnership going. So that's exciting. He looked really good a week or two ago. How's he acting up here?
It's interesting, you know, because with the juvenile horses, it's kind of a roller coaster anyway. And, you know, I've only been on them a couple months. So,
Stephanie Duke started him.
Really good. Yeah, she started him. And then, he's like, I brought him here for Pink Buckle. And if you saw him, just pretend you didn't. And then,
well, I saw him at Decatur about a month ago.
He's good. Like, riding him and stuff. He's been pretty good. But, he was so naughty in the stall and stuff when I brought him here before.
But he just didn't know. You said he was just young.
He's really, really settled into, like, my place and my program. And, like, he's turned out every day now. And just, like, he's really come around. And this time, like, when he got here, he's been really good and quiet.
So how did that come about? Now you're itching for more studs? Or did that fall in your lap?
No, not at all.
You're glutton for punishment, right?
I've been friends with Heath for a really long time. And, you know, that... We talked about, like, the promotion side of it, you know, and I think that that's just something Stephanie didn't want to do for the, like,
a lot of
as
work.
Much as you have to go, you know. And so we all talked about it. And then originally I was just going to ride him, and I just told him, I was like, oh, see if I get along with him, you know, and because I don't want to be committed to an idiot, you know. So, you know.
You reserve the right to send him home.
Yes. So, but no, he's actually, like, really grown on me, and he's really been, and, you know, I tried to buy him, and I think that the partnership deal is going to be really cool for us, but I thought a lot of him because, you know, Stephanie just rides a lot different. She has a great program, but it's way different than how I ride.
Yeah, we talked about that the other day.
And so I have a lot of respect for the horse because I can't imagine being a three-year-old and then going to someone else and, like, everything being so different. And he's really tried to be a team player and kind of come around. And now I do feel like he's kind of riding more my way.
He's in the slot, right?
He is.
Yes.
He's number four tonight.
Okay. It's coming back to me, our conversation the other day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
I don't feel nearly the pressure as, like, last year. Last year I had had audio since he was a weanling, and I had talked him up forever. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I hope you don't embarrass me in public.
He has never done that.
I know, he's such a good boy, but this colt is cool because, like, I don't think he's going to embarrass us, but I know, like, February or March, like, I feel like I can really have him rocking and rolling. Like, I just need a little more time. You know, with those studs, you have to be friends.
Yep.
And it takes a little while to get that bond with them.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I feel like we're almost friends.
Yeah.
Like, we're almost there.
Well, he's matured a lot just in the last few weeks.
Oh gosh,
that
yeah.
I've seen. And they I feel like they're really smart though. Once
so
they
smart.
Do figure out what you want. I was talking to somebody else about studs this week. I think it was somebody stalled by me, but once they do figure out what you want, they're really good about, okay, this is what.
Yeah,
this
and
is
he
what we're doing.
He's very kind. That's kind of my thing with the stallions. Like, you know, not just temperament, because I feel like that a lot of people have stallions that are good, like mm-hmm. that are quiet, or, you know, you hear that all the time, right? Like, oh, it's so friendly, you know, so that's why we kept mm-hmm. him intact. And it's like, I feel like they need to be a lot more than that, but also they need to be, like, to have that kind demeanor and handle pressure and be athletic
so,
and, you know, do all of it.
Right. So kind of a on-the-spot question, but I'm a stud owner. You're a stud owner. There's so many studs.
There needs to be a lot of geldings.
Okay. So yeah. that's, yeah, I agree. But so you must think a lot of him because you're in the same boat I
yeah.
am. You think he's worth, yeah.
Yeah. And just even that, just me trying to buy him. Like, I mean,
yeah,
I think that says a lot for me because I'm absolutely not looking
what
for
is
another
that?
Stallion.
Yeah. Well, that mare was so.
She's so cool. Yeah. And I think that I can feel when it starts to come together that it's right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really fast. He hasn't been real confident. And so, you know, when I first got him, he was like I couldn't catch him. Like, it was ridiculous. I would get so angry. This is why I'm like, you just have to drop him off, and if I survive. I took Fallon stud for the summer, you know, and she was uh-huh. like, I can't wait for you to leave the state line so you can't bring him back right
oh.
away, you know. Because it just gives you that time to just kind of get over the hump of it, you
yeah.
know.
There's an adjustment period.
He's like, he meets me at the gate, and, you know,
happy.
He's just happy to go to work and happy to go on. And he's not really very steady. He's been, you know, a little more here, but there's so much going on.
Oh, yeah.
But even then, it's more like, where's my friend? It's not really like
yeah.
him being a jerk, but it's yeah. a lot. The studs is to promote him properly and to do the marketing and do, I mean, it's a lot.
There's another full-time position there without riding.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And yeah. I always joke because I'm like, you know, everybody says, oh, I want the adios thing. And I'm like, I couldn't even bill out enough hours to do that. Like, I mean, that's been like my baby from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I'm so thankful to my friend Nikki Burns Photography, because she literally like followed me everywhere. She
yeah.
would get there early, stay late for me to exhibition. Like, we were able to video like his entire training process, and I think that that's been a big part of it. You know, it's risky to do that
yep.
to put it out there and be like, okay, hopefully this
works.
You know, works,
mm-hmm.
But it was cool because it gave everybody a story to follow, and they got to follow his training for, you know, 2 years.
Do you think that's what kind of got the social media thing going so much?
I think that that was a huge part of it. And I think also somebody was asking me this the other day about, like, the story. Like, I mean, I just bought him. I bought him off Facebook from mm-hmm. Leslie Bailey. And you know, everybody hopes that that is what you get. You know, but like, some people don't even feel like that's possible. And I'm not like a huge fraternity trainer. Like, I am relatively new.
But
like,
we were talking about this earlier. I remember you had was it a Fury mare that you won a lot
Sway,
on?
Sway. Yeah.
Yeah.
The three times a Fury.
Yeah. Three times a Fury. And mm-hmm. then she ended up getting hurt.
Yeah. Fallon has her now. She's rodeoing.
But ever since then,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like she kind of,
so she
not as much
was,
put you on the map as Adios, but she was phenomenal.
Oh yeah. And she was cool to me because, so I like, many people could not afford a top-notch prospect. And so I had always had a lot of, like, projects and rejects from other programs. That's kind of what I was known for. Like, that's kind of how I got into futurities. I would buy Coles from everybody else, you know. And Sway was the first horse. I remember, like, justifying it because it was more than I had ever paid for a Fury. And I was convinced that that's what I was going to win on.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember justifying it. Like, it was almost my birthday. And I was like, this is going to be, like, my 30th birthday present and all of these things. And you know, I got her bought, and she was so sentimental to me because that's the first horse that wasn't a cull from someone else's program. Like, I had her for a full year to get ready, and then, you know, and then she was phenomenal futurity horse. And so she ended up with 230,000 her futurity year, and
she won a lot.
She's been winning with Fallon now. I sent her to Fallon in the summer because she had bought Puma from me, my futurity horse, last
yes.
year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just hoping it would kind of help alleviate, you know, some of the runs from Puma because she's so young still. And Sway stepped right in. Like, she never missed a beat, and she come home sounder than she left. So it was really cool
That's
that she
great.
Handled the road awesome. Don's done a phenomenal job with both those mares, and they're pretty similar in style. And it's really cool to, like, see them kind of go on after Futurities and, you know, go on from there.
Be successful. Yeah. Mm. So a little bit about you. Everybody knows the Red Hot Running Horses. I saw pictures. You built a new barn dominium.
Yeah.
Congratulations. It's been like a, it's beautiful.
Our we've been building it. I think I bought the land like 3 years ago. And so my boyfriend, Josh, and I, we built all
okay,
of
wait,
it.
Okay, wait. Your boyfriend, nobody ever sees him.
I know.
Where is he?
He has to stay home and take care of all my stuff.
So Josh who?
Brandle.
And he, I don't even see him at the jackpots.
No. Okay. He doesn't want to watch barrel racing. It's like watching paint dry. So what I don't even watch the barrel race.
So is he a horse person?
No.
He's not a horse person?
No, okay. Not at all.
But he supports you and helps you and stays home and takes care of everything?
Yeah.
Well, he deserves a lot of credit.
Oh, my gosh. Like, can you imagine dealing with me every day?
No.
Like, that would be terrible.
There should be a support group for all us guys.
Yeah. I joke because he's not a horse person. So we, like, we'll, like, kind of jokingly argue about it. And so on, it'll be like some TikTok of like horse husbands and they're like doing some putting out hay or something. And I'm like, see, this is just a thing. Like,
but it's kind of like, okay, so I've heard this both ways. Like there's the horse people that are married to horse people mm-hmm. that like, they critique their runs together. They fight about it. And then there's the horse people that have people that are like, hey, great job. And you just ran a 4D time.
Yeah.
So sometimes that would it's be okay.
Josh.
Yeah.
So Trisha, you know, hearing you right here, we've never met before. And I've seen you on social media. You're a social media sensation.
Well, thank you. I think.
Sometimes. No, that's a compliment.
Thank you.
I'll look at your numbers and I'll compare them to other cable news network hosts. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Trisha's doing better. She's good.
That page is like really cool. It averages like 1.5 to 3.5 million hits a month, and it's like insane traffic, which is good. It's grown a lot, so I've had to have some help this year because it's just like really grown. But it's so cool because I have shared all of my journey through everything. Like the Red Hot page is fair game, is how I see it. So if you see me on like the stud pages or the business page or even my personal page, like it's not very controversial, you know.
Keep it toned down.
The Red Hot page is fair game. Like it's whatever I think. Yeah. So
do you feel it's your this ability that you have to relate to the everyday person? Is that where you feel that you've gained a lot of traction?
I think that I'm willing to engage with everyone. Like I mean, I spend a lot of time. I did a post yesterday on there about questions about BFA, and yep. I was so thankful to Jolene because she like jumped on there and answered some questions too, and I'd send her a message and was like, thanks for jumping on there. But there's so many people, and this is just kind of my stance on it, that there's so many people that want to do this, want to be involved, want to spend money in horses, and like have no clue where to even start, right? And then there's a lot of bad business going on, and so like they get some kind of taken advantage of or taken for a ride, and then they get out of it, you know. And it's like, I hope that we can help educate. I think most things is just education. If you can just help educate people, I don't care if they think my way or not my way. I just want them to have the information to go make their own, you know, decisions about things and just be aware. And I really hope that it helps bring people into the Futurity stuff, you know, because for me, because this is a newer thing, it was hard to get to know people. I always joke that, like, you know, because I'm a little different. So I feel like now everyone has accepted me, like they're stuck with me. And so it's a little better. And now I feel like if people have issues, like even trainers or producers, they'll come to me because they know, like, I can get a good feel for the situation.
Well, and you're an open book.
Yeah. And that's taken well sometimes, and then, you know, not
so well.
Taken well some other times. And, you know, and it's hard. Sometimes I feel like the Western industry is just so far behind. So when I see, you know, so I understand how social media works, and I know that, like, I think the average is you have to post 8 times for one person to see it, right? And you have no idea how the algorithm is picking up. So you just kind of have to go through and see what's hidden, what's not hidden, you know, decide. And I see, like, the trainers will be like, well, you know, we know the stud is good, or, we know he's great, or, you know, and then not in a bad way, but it's like they just don't understand that, like, you know, if I talk about my stud all the time, it's not just because, oh my gosh, I want to talk about my stud. I mean, I'm obsessed with him, of course, but it's marketing. Like, I have a whole marketing plan for him. I mean, we've sold $25,000 in t-shirts and stickers. Like, I wouldn't even think stickers would be a thing. Stickers are huge for some reason. I'm like, and we had it requested. And then now I carry them in my grooming bag and stuff for little kids when I see them on the road.
But the stickers, what's your educational background?
I have a construction engineering degree. Wow.
So this ability that
we
you
went
have
way rogue here.
That's, I'm listening to you talk about social media and marketing. I'm like, she must have a business degree.
Right.
She must have studied marketing.
I told you she was savvy.
You're savvy.
So I think it's just, I grew up, you know, not in the horse business. And, you know, my
Is
dad.
Is your family horse?
My dad like had, like when we lived in, he was in the military and we lived in Alaska and he did like the Boy Scout horses and stuff. And then like when I was, he was stationed at Fort Campbell and like he got like a play day horse and stuff. And that's like the first
army
horses we'd ever had. He was in the army.
What'd he do?
Vet tech.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
In the army.
That's cool.
Yeah. I was actually born in Fort Hood at the, like for they, he worked on the horses and the, all the
cool
stuff at, for the first calf. And yeah, really interesting. But not like no horse business, no. I mean, it was like auction horses and.
So when
junk
did you get into barrel racing?
I did like the play day stuff, you know, and it just kind of grew from there. And I've kind of done a little bit of everything. I did eventing, and rode English. I've rode a little bit of cutters, ringers.
Wow, you're brave.
I know. I like all the fast stuff, but I don't like ribbons. I like money a lot better. So so the point of all that, wrapping all back around, is like there's so many people that are in the horse business and it's like it's just like this thing that's like you must be broke and you must, you know, like you see so many people struggling and horse poor and spend all their money on all these, you know, on horses and horsepower, and it's like they have nothing. And then you see them as 60 years old, you know, and it's like pretty sad to see. Like I was like, that's not gonna be me,
right?
And I really worked hard. My goal was to be able to have my own nice horses. I was like, I'm gonna be my own best client. And then I was like, how do I do that? And so the first year that I was like, I'm gonna be my own best client, I had 2 stopple surgeries and a back surgery, and I was on the hook for all of it. And the worst case of strangles has ever been through my barn. And so you know, you learn how to get tough and make good decisions and just try to keep it all going. And I laugh because even those ones, you know, those mares that I had then, like all of them, even though it was the worst and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be able to do this, all those mares sold for over 6 figures. And so it's like I could
ride
20 horses for $1,500 a month, or I could ride 3 horses and sell them at the end of the year for 6 figures, you know. And even when it didn't quite go as it should, they were still going to be valuable at the end of the year. And that's a big part of like why I'm a big advocate for the barrel racing, because you have to see the whole picture, right? Like there's outlets for everyone and there's money for everyone. And it's like, you want new people to come in, you want them to have fun, you want them to be included, because like that's going to keep that going. And no, it's one of the very few sports that literally anyone can do, you know, whether you want to be a play dayer or gymkhana or amateur rodeo or pro rodeo or futurity, like there is something for everyone. Mm-hmm. You know,
I think that's a great point. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah,
I love when people do well though that haven't come from a, I think that's encouraging.
I cheer for everyone because this shit's hard.
Yeah.
Like
humbling.
If it's your day, you go for it, you ride that wave. So
awesome.
it's so true though.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Because yep, if you sit here long enough and you watch, especially the aged events,
mm-hmm,
you see some of the greatest, no offense, you see some of the greatest trainers have, you know, they have a horse that looks pretty bad one day. The next day, the horse might win the round. I mean, you just, like you said.
You don't know.
You don't know.
A baby's, all bets are off.
And I liked your post about if you can't light the money on fire, you probably shouldn't do it, because it is gambling.
It is gambling, yeah. I mean,
it's high stakes poker.
It's no different than sitting in a casino. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you can get here and your horse can be sore, your horse can colic, your horse can run off, your horse can hit a barrel.
Yeah.
Or you can just be slow.
Yeah. And there's so many factors, you know, like a really big thing. So when I was in college, I worked for that Razor Horse, which was the shoe company.
Yeah, I remember those.
Okay, so I've been like in North Texas most of my like teenage life.
Do they still sell those?
I have no idea.
Me neither.
So, like, shout out. Somebody's going to Google this.
Well, I didn't know. Yeah.
But when I worked for them. So I've, you know, pretty well always been around North Texas. So I've always been around good vets, good chewers, good everything,
lots
right?
Lots of resources.
I remember they sent me to Washington. They sent me to all kinds of places, like Canada and Wisconsin. And but I was in Washington. And I was sitting in the rental car, and I was watching. And there's a vet showing this girl how to, like, walk a foot before, like, the lady. Okay, her husband's, like, holding the horse. They're going all around. This is nuts. And, like, and I was like, this would never fly, like,
no.
Where
in
we
Texas
live.
Yeah.
Hell no, like, somebody would go to jail. And so it was really interesting, you know, and in like talking to people, it's been really crazy because, like, you, I thought everywhere was like where we
like
live.
We are.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, I always joke now that, like, you leave Texas, you veterinary medicine goes back in time 10 years.
Yep.
You know, and I was like, it's really crazy. And I think that a lot of people don't know what could be, or things that you can work on, and like things that you can fix. And because I had so many problem horses, like, that's literally all I ever had, I have really seen where that vet work and chewing and
chiropractic difference
can completely turn a horse around, you know. And so I think that you know, just trying to share that education. And the cool thing, like, now with the social media stuff is, like, you know, it's all my own horses, so I can share it because they're mine. You know, I don't have to worry about a client getting mad that I shared that we injected shoulders, or, you know what I mean, something like that, because it's mine. And the people that are going to spend money with me, buy horses from me, they're not going to care what I was doing to get that horse going and keep them sound and, you know, rolling.
So when did when did you stop riding for clients?
It's been, I still have like one or two.
Yeah.
But it's been a while. Like, I rode all through college for the public, and then pretty much after that. So, I don't know, probably like 4 or 5 years now.
And yeah. Do you think that really changed the course?
I enjoy it a lot more.
Because you are riding 3 or 5, not...
Burnout is, like, legit, you know. And I think a really humbling experience for me was I went to Ruby Buckle, and I had two horses. This was in 2020, I think. And I had two horses that I had been riding that year, two futurity horses, and both of them were, like, pretty good, okay? Then I had, like, somebody wanted me to jump ride a stallion, and then another mare, and somebody else's. I ended up with, like, a whole trailer full of horses in Memphis, and I was whooped, like, cleaning stalls, riding everything. And I had a couple three-year-olds with me. Sway was with me, like, yep. She was getting ready to run just right before we go there. And the only two horses I won money on were the two that I had been riding. And the other horses didn't even have bad runs or anything like that, but it's like you're not able to be prepared
those
in the
horses,
way that you need to be prepared.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I'm going to ride for, you know, I just want to be on what I'm going to be on. And it's funny because then sometimes I don't even learn my own lessons. Okay, so last year at BFA, last year at BFA, like, I kicked ass. And it's because I come here for Pink Buckle and I got my ass kicked. And I was like, oh, I'm done with this. I had other horses that, you know, you can't ride them in the right timing, and you're having to, like, do all these things because they cheat. Well, I didn't train them, you know, and then I'm riding my horses like crap because my timing is off. And when I went home from Pink Buckle after getting my butt
sent them
straight
home.
Up kicked, I sent everything home. And I had some colts that I was going to, like, kind of come on with this year. And I was like, if it don't ride like Audios, it ain't going on my trailer. I was like, this year is about Audios. And this is how it ended up, you know. So I come back to this event last year. I won like $89,000. I didn't even know you could win that much money here, you know. And Puma ended up fourth in the average, mm-hmm. in the finals, and Brittany was first and second with her ridiculously talented horses.
Yes,
she was having like the ride of a lifetime.
Those were
amazing.
Yeah,
yeah. And so I'm like, the super super tough futurity, and Puma made 3 solid runs and. And then, you know, Audios was third in the average of the juvenile, and then was second in the super stakes. But it's because I sent everything home.
Yeah.
And when I was coming back, I was ready, you know.
That's funny you say that about how it gets in your head. I didn't bring a horse up here because one of my horses was working really good, and I felt like the other horse that even I owned and I trained, mm-hmm. it's just not working, and I feel like it's taken away from the one that is trying to work.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And I think it's so slight of timing. You know, I don't even think people really grasp, like, how fast things are going. You know, it's a really, I joke, I don't know, did you see my run earlier? It was a little crazy.
Mm-mm.
Oh, so.
I think Gail saw it.
Yeah. On Audios, it was a little crazy. So.
Wait a minute. He doesn't do crazy.
He doesn't. I do. So, that.
In your O-ring?
Yeah, which he's great in an O-ring, but this alley, like, I need to get him, like, kind of back to the sign.
Oh, yeah.
Because he always kind of wants to hook the corner, which has been his thing all year long, like, whatever. And he always kind of will take it right there, and then as soon as you get up in the pin, he's like, lads a feather.
But the timer's way down there.
I know, but he thinks he's dashed for cash running the first barrel anyway. So I'm a little short, and then when I realize I'm a little short, I, like, bump him off. Well, because he listens, so he bumps off, but he takes off. And I'm, like, kind of in the alley in, like, a weird spot. Like, I'm shooting up the pin, okay? I'm like, whatever. Okay, he thinks he's dashed for cash, so he's, like, hauling the mail to the first barrel, which is normal, okay? And for some reason, he feels really free, and then I was like, well, maybe he's not going to turn. And why in the freaking hell would I think that? Because when has he not turned the first barrel, okay? Hindsight.
Never.
So I kind of sit up and bump him, and he freaking breaks it. Like, he shuts down. So he comes around. He just kind of gets it, dragging it, leaving. And I tried to, like, pick him up with the inside rein to, like, round him out to see if I could get his hit by it. And it didn't work. Well, because I'm in, like, a weird position as I come across the pin, I missed my freaking rein.
Uh-oh.
I go to, like, grab it, and it's not. I go straight through, and because I'm, like, in a weird position. So then I'm, like, go back to, and at this point I'm like, oh my gosh. And so he's like out at the second, and you could tell with him, he was a 4. I, like, we got all this crap.
So you would have been like a 14.9.
He was hauling butt, and it was so funny because you could tell, like, they were like, well, he doesn't know. I'm like, oh, he knows. The whole walk back to the side, he's like, lady, you got to get it together up there.
Get your crap together. We win.
And I always joke because he always does his job. Like, everything that I did in there, he was like, okay.
But I think that's important for people to hear. Like you said, yeah. Young people, because you have an insane amount of confidence in that horse, right?
Oh, gosh.
And you always give that horse so much credit because he shows up even when you make an error. But think about people that don't ride audios.
Yeah.
So it makes everybody else feel better, I think, than when we overthink things. That,
oh, gosh, yeah.
And you overthought the first barrel.
Yeah. I've noticed this. Oh, yeah. You like a good laugh. And
somebody
you like
else
to laugh
told
yourself.
Me this the other day, too, because I think they saw me come out, and they were like, you were just laughing. You weren't even mad. And I was like, I haven't been mad about how a horse works in a really long time. Like, as long as they're not trying to just, like, absolutely screw me over in a run, and I haven't had one of those in a really long time.
Yeah. But, well, you sent them all home.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're trying, you know, they don't know the same. And I do think, like, Audios does know a lot. Like, I think he's real competitive. Like, he likes that other people tell him he's the best horse ever. Like, he does have an ego. He's a little bit ridiculous, but he knows. And, like, even when he comes out, like, why would I be mad at that horse? You know, like, I did 900 things wrong.
Yeah.
If I did 800, I would be winning the round. Mm-hmm. So, like, he makes up for so many of my mistakes. And it's, like I said, it's just happening so fast. So, like, just that one little thing got me off track. And then I remember just thinking of the whole run. Well, if you're thinking, you're not.
It's slow.
You're behind.
Yeah. But it wasn't that slow. I'm just saying, like, if you're thinking about it,
that's why
I
laugh. I'm like, I told the vet this morning, he was asking, and I was like, well, he was running. We were running. We were just not running in the right direction because I was not steering at all. And I was also steering not in the right direction.
So, like, what are you're a goal setter.
Yes.
You're a planner.
That's been, like, a really big, big topic.
You know, that's big in books and all the successful people, athletes, goal setting. So what are your goals now? That you've hit them all, basically.
So the first goal was to win 300,000. Yep. So we got that in June, which was really
cool. Halfway through.
Yeah, and then now I was like, well, we're going to double it. So we're doubling it. So, and I'm like, I joke. Okay, so another problem I have is when I'm about to cross another 100,000, I always have some screwy run like this. Like, every dang time. Okay, I'm $1,100 from 500,000. So, like, this is the run. I'm like, okay. And so, but I hope to get him to 600, and, like, I want him to be the highest money earner stallion, and he's going to be the first stallion to win $1 million. So we're going to roll with it.
That's your goal.
Not going to get off of him and just stand him?
No. So he's a true unicorn. So, like, all this spring, if he was home, he jumped 3 days a week.
I remember that you saying that.
And he still jump. We jump him once a week right now, freezing on him. And I don't know, like he's so involved. Like he, you know, if you see him in the stall, he has his little stall gate, and I get a lot of comments about that. But like he just wants to see everything going on. He loves to travel. Like he sleeps the whole time. He's way relaxed on the road. Oh, yeah. Like he loves it. And I'm like, I can't imagine not, like, he's not built to just be in the barn, you know. Like if he wants to go,
he'd
I'm
be
gonna
bored.
Take him.
Yeah,
he would be miserable.
Trisha, yeah. What kind of feedback have you had from the general public? When you come into this scene, you kind of, all of a sudden, Trisha Aldridge is all that and a bag of chips. I mean, what good feedback?
A lot of people, you know, and I know Facebook gets a little crazy, and I told somebody this the other day. I was like, so even if you just say I had 1.5 million views for a month, I was like, if you saw 1,000 negative comments, that's like 0.01%. I'm like, of what's on that page. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So even though people see it, it's literally nothing.
A little part.
Yeah.
So you would call yourself a Teflon personality? Just things just bounce off you and you don't...
I think it's hilarious. Other people do not seem to think it's as hilarious as I do.
Interesting.
I think that you don't take advice from people who aren't out there doing what you want to do. And so, like, if they want to sit on their couch, they can say all they want.
It's like at the NFR when people are bashing people.
I'm like, it's insanely hard to get there. And
you're not there.
Yeah. And I'm like.
And like you said earlier, this is a humbling sport.
It
doesn't look that hard. But when you're in the middle of it and it's happening fast.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It's so incredibly tough. And
do you help other people around the house? Do you have people that come ride with you? I noticed like at 4 a.m. there's some.
A lot. You see Megan, like, so little Bailey is getting, she's like my other kid basically.
Okay.
But she's, this is her first juvenile.
Oh, course. So you're helping them kind of prep.
Yeah. And okay. So that's really cool. But I don't really do very many lessons just because I just don't have time. I've really tried to do a lot of consulting stuff. So like I've done the consulting calls and
consulting as for training
issues, anything.
Breeding,
so
anything?
Like when they call, like I opened it, I was like, if you want to talk about business, we'll talk about business. You want to talk about social media, we'll talk about social media. If you want to talk about training, vet stuff, because there's the problem is like, you know, it's like, you know, you got to get paid for it, but nobody even offers that. Like what professional trainer can you call and be like, hey, I want to talk to you about, like, what do you run your horse on? When are you vetting it? How are you warming your horse up?
I saw the big thing
about
bleeding and all that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. That was a big thing.
Yes, I'm a LASIK advocate, and yes, that gets me in all kinds of trouble. But
no, I think a lot of people agree with you.
A ton. You know, and the other thing is, too, is, like, what people see, like, when people comment, like, how many people don't ever comment. Like, I get hundreds and hundreds of messages. Like, and people share their stories with me, and, like, it's very humbling to see, like, how I can help someone or just even simple stuff. Like, I try to set out, like, the goals. And, you know, I was talking to Austin Dobie the other day. We're talking about it's back to the Western industry and kind of how it is. But there's, like, this study, and it was about basketball players, and it talked about, like, when they had one group that was saying, like, you're going to go through the plays. You're going to know, you know, this is what I'm going to do, and this is how I'm going to dribble the ball, or this is, you know, everything was mechanical. And then they had another group that was like, we're the best there is. Like, we're going to go in there and crush it and, like, hot talk. And they outperform every single time. Like,
it's
and
mental.
I think that you have to have that really tough mental game, because that is – this sport is hard. You're going to lose, like, statistically, you're going to lose way more than you win.
That's why people like Brittany, it's not that she doesn't have phenomenal horses, but she wins up here.
Yeah.
She beats so many people up there. It doesn't matter what she rides.
Brittany's a fighter pilot.
She's already beat you because she's we're going to crush you.
Well, and like you, when you go back to the NFR. So, like, all 15 of those girls get to the NFR. Why do some of those girls have a horrible NFR, right? And some of them go in there and, like,
other than some of them made it on outside horses.
Yeah, but it's so much mental.
It is.
Like, and you get there, and then it's like you're probably whooped, and you got a million things to do, and then you got to read online all these 92,000 people that hate your bit and hate your clothes and hate your, you know what I mean? Like, they hate everything, and then you, like, that's hard. It's hard to see all that negativity all the time and just be able to be like, it doesn't matter, you know?
Let it roll.
Doesn't matter.
Wow. Are you a big, like, mental toughness? Do you listen to things that
I love listening to all the things. Yeah, I'm big on. And I think that sometimes, so I truly believe you can train your brain to see the good or see the bad. So, like, you, if you what's that saying? Like, if you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right. You know, and mm-hmm. it's like if you come out of the pen every time and you're beating yourself up and you're, you know, and then your horses feel it. So it's sure. even worse, you know. And if you're always like, this went wrong, this went wrong, this went wrong. You know, and I want to be constructive. Like, I, you know, I have a totally new plan for whenever the next futurity round is, I assure you. But that, you know, I want to be constructive, but also, like, I don't want to be, like, tearing my horse down all the time. Like, they feel all that. And then also, if I'm always, like, focusing on the negative stuff, that's going to be a problem. It's going to come out in my runs. And so even if I am like, well, I didn't like this, but I did like, you know, that my horse went in there and tried or set up good or even just little things. Like, I, you know, there's always – the problem is when everything is perfect and you're not fast enough. That's when you have a problem.
Yes. Agreed, 100%.
So if, as long as it wasn't that, you know.
You can work on it.
I can get better.
So yeah. What do you do for fun? What do you do – what do you and Josh go do?
Well, we have a really cool wakeboard boat that didn't go out one time this year. this year's been really hard because this has kind of been like the goal crushing year for us. So, we have a welding business too. And so like that he's been absolutely slammed with that. So he works as a welder at Peterbilt. And then,
so did he build a lot of your place?
Yeah. So we built like him and I built the whole building.
Wow.
And then I hired out the top this year. But, and then like I joke cause I'm like, I never want to look at another fence post, but like I have 22 acres and I fenced and cross fenced it. And it was me. Like I was the welder.
Wow.
And it was terrible. Aww. That was last year's project. But, you know, I learned a lot and I joke, I'm like, I constantly bite off more than I can chew. And I really think I can do anything. So that was one of those projects.
Yeah.
That's, you're really actually quite incredible. You're a social media genius, a horse trainer,
a welder,
a breeder, a welder.
Yeah. Lots of hats.
Road eventers, which I know it's hard.
Yeah.
But, like, it's really quite remarkable.
I have a supplement company.
What's that?
Wait. You have a supplement? Is this something new?
No, actually, it's been, it's the Red Hot Equine Aminos. So, it's 4 or 5 years old now. And, so I don't market it at all.
No.
Like, at all. It is very small on my priority list, but it does really well. So, I basically, like, did a lot of, this is where I'm like, I'll do it better. This gets me in trouble every time. So, I did a lot of research on horse supplements, and there's, like, not really any regulatory things
there
for that.
None.
And, you know, when
unless
you see,
sell it retail.
It doesn't even matter. It's not even, like, we do make our supplements in an FDA-approved lab, but, like, it's a joke.
Yeah,
like,
it's a joke.
It's, they have, like, the one that you can pay to be approved. Like, come
which
on.
Means nothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, there's one out there, and that deal is, it's
tough. I know
tough
who that one is too.
Because it's, you know, like when you read the back of a feed bag and you see all these things in it, right. But you don't even understand like how your horses break it down. And by the time it's in the hindgut, it's useless. So by the time that they can access aminos that are in that, I just think after doing a lot of research, I was like, man, my horses aren't getting like anything. And then here I am. I drink aminos every day. And I could really tell a difference, like working out, that I'm less sore. Like I feel like I recover faster. I just thought it was really important for me. And so I was like, why don't my horses get these? I don't understand. So we started doing them. I took out all any fillers, any dyes, anything. I was like, I want to know what every ingredient on the back is. You know, and it's been really funny because one thing that I don't like that's like controversial is like most companies, they use silica as a binder. You know what silica is?
Right.
It's like,
it's that little,
the little like sand deal. Okay. Uh-huh. But it's like in the thing of your beef jerky,
right.
Like the little plastic pellets. Okay. Like we're giving that to our freaking horses. And
yeah,
the FDA says that, it's like an acceptable
right.
amount in food.
Yeah.
Okay. The FDA says that this much is acceptable for humans. But most other countries have banned it, and there's a lot of studies, like, coming out where, like, your body's not able to clear it. And so when you look at all those things, I'm, like, a total conspiracy theorist. But when you look at all those things, you start breaking it down. You know, I was like, if I don't know what's in it, I'm not going to feed it to my horse. Like, and how many things do you read? I was joking the other day because we got, like, this Josh will just buy whatever. He'll eat anything. And we got, like, he got ranch dressing and I got ranch dressing. And I was like, I want you to read the back of this.
Exactly.
And mine is, like, buttermilk and seasoning and, like, nothing. And this other one, I was like, here's 42 ingredients. I have no clue
what they are.
It is. Like, I'm done. I don't want to eat that crap. And so I don't want my horses to do it either. And so we did the private label, which started with Sway. And then I was really horrible at shipping, and I joked because, like, I'm just so busy. So, like, I would refund people. I would be like, I don't know when I could ship this to you, so I'm just going to refund you, which is a horrible way to run a business. And so, but it's the smallest business that I have, so it just wasn't, you know, a big priority. And I just kept the label because I feed it to my own horses, and so I just wanted to, like, have it for my own stock. So, now I hired Rosie Bradley. Mm-hmm. So she,
Oxygen.
Yep. So she helps, and she does a lot of Brittany stuff, and she is amazing. Like, she's
so most
so
of your
fast
stuff
and
is
ships
like
and
so what type of products?
So we have so I formatted it for me. Okay, so like I know I run barrel horses, I run on Lasix all the time. I kind of did a little different because like I have pace also, but I didn't put electrolytes in the pace because I know if we're giving it to our horses, it's generally like on a lighter stomach, and I don't feel like giving them salt like on a lighter stomach is probably great for the ulcers that probably most of our horses have. Mm-hmm. So I think that you know, we did just aminos, which is a really cool in the pace. So I have one that's called Repair, and it's going to be electrolytes, aminos, and a little bit of stomach care, and it's just a daily, it's just like a cover your bases. And then we did another one with CBD in it, and so it's the same as the Repair. It's
Relax.
Called Focus. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that one helps really with a lot of things because it actually really helps with circulation. And I mean, CBD has a ton of research for healing properties.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I really am a lot of, we get tons of good feedback on that one. And if I have something that's a little hotter that needs the edge off, I think it'll just kind of help level one off. And then we have another one that's called Fire, and that is aminos, but it's a higher dose of arginine. And arginine has really been proven to like increase circulation. And I would not give that to a horse that's not going to turn because, like, you'll see it's for being like an all natural product, like, you'll see the veins and stuff pop on them, and like it's really good. And the pace of that one is the same. It's all so if you have wow. something that you need to fire a little bit, like, people really love that stuff. And I used to run Sway on all the time, and to anything you could send her in there, mock Jesus speed, and you knew she was going to turn.
Mm-hmm. You sound like someone who is impressed with RFK Jr.'s plans.
I'm so excited to see. Like, I just feel like, and it's funny because I actually heard an interview from Kamala about how he's like, he believes in junk science. And I'm like, there's like, I don't know. I love to use all natural products, but like, nothing is going to replace Botox. Okay. Like, there's both. Like, you have to have both.
Right.
Balance. Right. Okay. So, you know, like, if I'm sick, I want real medicine, you know,
right.
But
real
also
antibiotics.
I do think that I can eat better and I can
right.
be healthier
right.
about
we sure
things.
Can. And I just labels and
feel like it's a balance. And yeah. I think that,
when it's a choice, it's,
yeah,
you can make a better choice.
And yeah. I have no problem with anybody that's like, I'm not going to give this or that, or even the Lasix. I'm like, you don't want to give Lasix? I don't care. But here's all the
here's
stuff,
the data,
you know? Yeah. And
here's
make your own
yeah.
decision, you know?
Okay, what is this?
Is it all time right. for her to dance?
Is that a break?
No.
Did you just do that? All right.
You're talking about RFK and the change.
Did you take
in administration.
A break? Do me a favor. Did you see our reel?
I did.
Okay, I've had people are wanting me to do you again. Deb, turn it on. Cassie.
I will.
What?
We have to do the Trump dance.
And then Molly put in the golf swing. That was good.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's blown up, and I have to do another one tonight.
Oh.
You didn't well, get me. And
Craig texts me back. He'll do it.
Okay, yes. His wife was like, why didn't you call him? Like, did you not check your messages? But it was late last night.
It was.
Anyhow, we can edit this stuff out.
Oh,
some
yeah.
of this, hey, but actually.
No. We don't edit.
No, we do.
After reading Red Hot Barrel Horses, I'm not editing.
Oh, no, yeah, you don't have to
I'm
worry.
I'm going to sign up. I want her to do. Come to my business. I'll
consult.
Pay you.
Yeah. Yeah, the consults have been, like, super, super popular. And it's cool because, like, a lot of it I can do, like when I have my headphones
That's
in
interesting,
while I'm
just doing though. How did you come up with that? Because if you think about all the
requests,
the
like
head trainers, the head whatever,
requests.
I'm sure people message those people all the time, but it's not a business. It's not, hey, we're going to charge you so much an hour.
Yep.
Get this.
So it just, people were asking for help?
Yeah, I have a lot of people asking, and, you know, and I've kind of, if I have time, like, I do enjoy helping people and just trying to, you know, promote things in the industry and just, like, how much different would your business have been if you could have called somebody and they were like, hey, don't do that. I lost a lot of money doing that.
Yeah.
You know, and I've had, like, some really crazy stories, like, especially with the stallions, like, I had one lady that called me and she was like, she was going to get like a second mortgage on her house to like buy the stallion and then send it off. And I was like, oh my God, do not do this. Like you would, like, it's so risky. Like that is the riskiest.
Ultimate risk.
Yeah. That you can do. And, you know, and just trying to help people just with simple stuff like that. Or, you know, I had a vet call me, and do a consult about a horse she was purchasing. And she was like, I live in a different area. I want to know if this is something like you think your vet would be okay with on it. I really like the horse, you know.
Just needed an opinion of the vet.
An opinion. And I was like, I know you love this horse, but I was like, my vet would say no. Like,
yeah.
You know, and I called Dawn Dr. Optimism, so.
Who? Call
Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's Dr. Optimism.
If he says no, it's
a
no.
If he says no,
and that's your vet. Do you use Dr. Dawn? Yeah.
It's a hard pass.
Yeah.
So, Cassie, I know you have to run. But, I'd love to have you back.
Sure.
To talk conspiracy theories.
Oh, gosh.
but I want to hear more about how you learn to brand.
Oh.
You're up against companies that spend thousands upon thousands, and here comes Trisha.
Yeah, when you say you study the algorithm,
I have paid $0. Facebook pays me about $5,000 a month.
Seriously.
And I have spent $0. I don't push any ads. I don't do, it's all organic.
So when you say you studied the algorithms and
just
stuff.
Just paying attention, just learning. Yeah, just, I've like read a million articles on it. I've talked to every marketing person I could think of, like anybody that I follow all the accounts for anybody that I think is doing it better than I am. And, you know, I just want to learn how to be the best because, you know, I think that we could work a lot less and make a lot more money. Mm. I like to work anyway.
Yeah.
Probably, you're driven. You
probably
are driven
a little bit of a workaholic, but I want to make sure I'm getting the most out of my time and not just
wasting your time
running in circles in all aspects of my life.
Right. Before we sign off, has there been any incident this year? Cause you've been very, very popular where your feelings have been hurt terribly by what somebody
if they
said.
Say something mean about my horse.
Yeah. Very protective, and you should be.
Yeah, like, it's, like, somebody told, like, said some comment, like, they wished he would, like, break a leg. And I was like, that one for, like, a few days, I was, like, pretty salty over that
and
one.
And you knew who said it?
I do know who said it.
Okay, now we're all going to know. But we're not going to say who did that here.
That's
but
terrible.
And, you know, it's hard because I... like for the horses or, you know, and also like I have a son, he's 15 and,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And that's by design, right? Because like my social media gets a little crazy and like, I don't want some creepo like come into his school or, you know, like Colton and I talk a lot about that, like about like why mommy doesn't share him on Facebook and, you know, like, because I'm like, it's bad. Like, and I'm like, you know, I've had people say so many mean things and they're like, what about my kids? And I'm like, you are saying the most hateful things. Like, what do you think my kid would think? You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want him to see like how mean people are, you know, it's totally different life than whenever I saw that deal about MySpace and they're like, you put your top five and then you're like, you're not my friend anymore. You like take him right off.
Deleted.
It was way harsher when we were younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You got to go. Trisha, I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, this has been great.
Giving us insight and what makes you tick. You're just such an interesting, hardworking.
Thank you.
I'm actually inspired.
Go get her.
How did you learn to do all this?
Yeah.
I think by necessity, right?
Like, yeah.
I love it.
You hadn't been given anything.
Sink or swim.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Let's come back and talk conspiracy theories. I love a good conspiracy
theory. And best of luck the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Let's just have some fun.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We'll be cheering for you tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.